This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. People across Ukraine are slipping into survival mode as Russia continues its barrage, targeting one newly liberated city for punishment, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In his nightly address, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky calls it the revenge of those who lost. Russia continues to pound Kherson, the southern city recaptured by Ukrainian forces just 2 weeks ago. Witnesses describe at least five killed Thursday, but many more wounded. AP reporters capturing images of survivors drenched in their own blood. But hospitals in Kherson have been without power and water, a situation in cities across the country, including the capital Kyiv, with people filling bottles wherever they can, including collecting rainwater from drain pipes. I'm Ben Thomas.
Congo's foreign affairs minister said late on Thursday that all insurgent groups operating in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo must accept peace agreements or face regional forces. African leaders on Wednesday declared a ceasefire in Congo's east beginning Friday, which is aimed at stopping attacks by the M23 rebel group, which Congo accuses Rwanda of backing and Rwanda denies. The declaration was issued by the leaders of Congo, Rwanda, Burundi, and Angola, and former Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta after a summit on Wednesday aimed at finding solutions to the East Congo crisis. Anwar Ibrahim has won a hard-fought battle to become Malaysia's new prime minister, but a polarized nation will immediately test his political mettle as a reformist leader who works with former foes in the new unity government. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Council has voted to condemn the bloody crackdown on protests in Iran and to set up an investigation into the alleged abuses, AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The resolution put forward by both Germany and Iceland was backed by 25 nations. Germany's Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said,
"The regime that uses this power to violate the rights of its own people is violating the values of our United Nations."
The protests were triggered by the death more than 2 months ago of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini. While in the custody of the morality police, Iran's representative at the meeting, Khadija Karim, said her death was being investigated by Iranian authorities before the West started to meddle into Iran's internal affairs. I'm Karen Chamas.
An inquiry into a former Australian prime minister secretly appointing himself to multiple ministries has recommended all such appointments be made public in the future to preserve trust in government. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese ordered the inquiry after revelations that his predecessor Prime Minister Scott Morrison had taken the unprecedented steps of appointing himself to five ministerial positions, usually without the knowledge of the existing minister. The extraordinary power grab came to light after Morrison's Conservative coalition was voted out of office in May after 9 years in power. Honduran President Xiomara Castro declared a national security emergency on Thursday and began implementing a new plan to combat a rising number of cases of extortion by violent criminal groups operating across the country.
La Policía Nacional.
Castro's new measures would allow the suspension of some constitutional rights in areas with predominant criminal gang presence, a deployment of 20,000 police agents, new security controls on roads, and measures against money laundering. Congress must still approve the suspension of constitutional rights, though the security plan came into force on Thursday. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol warned the government might step in to break up a nationwide strike by truckers, describing it as illegal and unacceptable, a move to take the national supply chain, quote-unquote, hostage during an economic crisis. Thousands of unionized truckers kicked off their second major strike seeking better pay and working conditions in less than 6 months on Thursday. The action is already disrupting supply chains across the world's 10th largest economy, affecting automakers, the cement industry, and steel producers. I'm Joe Ray.